This past month, I turned 65 years old.
上个月我已经满了65岁。
So I've been thinking a lot about aging recently.
所以我近来常常思考的题目就是变老。
I received lots of mail about Social Security and retirement accounts.
我经常收到一些信告诉我说你的社安基金还有你的退休保险。
I began to think with my wife about, oh, we need to downsize.
所以跟我的太太一起思想说我们是不是应该换一个小一点的房子。
We need to think about, oh, do we want to shovel the snow or cut the grass?
我们是不是还想再铲铲雪还是割割草呢？
How close do we want to live to with our children and grandchildren?
我们的住房是不是应该跟我们孩子有多近呢？
And even thinking about things like wills.
甚至也考虑遗嘱。
And so this morning I want to share with you a little bit about some of my thoughts and God's thoughts about aging.
今天早上我想跟大家一起来思考，从我个人的一些体会和神的观点来看，我们怎么样变老。I want to
talk about, you might say, the last stage of life.
我想的是就是我们人生最后一个阶段。
Before God, the Lord takes us home.
在神接我们回家天家之前。
Now as I look out there, I think most of you are not in that category yet.
当我看看下面的话，很多的女人好像都还很年轻，还没有到那个阶段。
But the fact is that we are all getting older.
但是实际上是我们每天都在变老。
And unless the Lord returns or He takes us home early, we'll someday be in that category of senior citizen.
除非神哪一天真的找来了，或者说他把我们早早接回天家，我们相信大多的很可能都会经历到这样一个阶段。
So you may want to file this information for future use.
你可能也许把这个存起来，为你将来以后做准备。
Well, perhaps a better idea is to prepare now, to knowing what to expect when you get older.
更好的是，当你知道说将来要发生的时候，为将来做准备。
Another usefulness of this sermon would be helping you to deal perhaps with your parents.
另外一个帮助是，也许通过这一篇讲道，我们知道说我们该怎么样对待我们的父母。
Some of you are in what's called the sandwich generation.
有很多人，我们中间可能是这个夹层的这一代。
You know, a sandwich in American society, you have two pieces of bread and you have the meat inside.
我们都明白，美国都是三明治式，两片面包中间夹着肉。
And what they mean by the sandwich generation is that many of you have to take care of your children.
当我们说我们是三明治这一代的时候，就是说我们很多人要教导我们下一代。
But you also have to take care of your aging parents.
但是我们也要对我们的上一代年长的父母要。
And that can cause a lot of stress.
所以这样的话，对我们来讲，可能有很多的压力。
And so hopefully this sermon can also help you to understand and encourage your older parents.
但愿这篇讲道对大家怎么样对待你的父母有帮助。
There are now more Americans age 65 and older than at any time in U.S. history.
在美国历史上，现在超过65岁人的这个人数是最多的。
And that number is expected to increase year by year over the next decade.
而且这近10年这个数字会一年比一年更多。
Part of the reason is people are living longer.
一部分的原因是很多人更长寿。
100 years ago, the average man in America spent 3% of his lifetime in retirement.
100年前大概一个人的一生的话，百分之三，大概只有3%的时间是在他退休以后的时间。
But in this decade, he is spending 20% of his lifetime in retirement.
但是近10年来，这个数字已经到20%的时间都是在退休的阶段过。So
in this sermon, I first want to look at different views of aging.
所以借着这篇讲道，我们一起来看人们对这个变老这件事有什么的看法。
And then I want to look at what's God's view of aging.
我也会跟大家分享神怎么看的这件事。
And then I want to conclude with some practical advice.
最后我会跟大家一起来分享一些实用的建议。
So first, looking at some different views of senior citizens and those who are older.
现在我们一起来看就是人对老人的一些看法。
Now, there are many people who look down upon those who are older.
很多人对老年人都是瞧不起。
In our American society, we value young people.
在美国这个社会，我们是更看重年轻人。
And we look down upon older people.
我们瞧不起老年的人。
We sometimes look at older people as a financial burden.
有时候我们甚至认为老年人好像是一个经济上的一个负担。
They are people that require our care.
他们需要我们的照顾。
They may interfere with our pursuit of pleasure and success.
甚至他会说，在我们追求我们个人的这个享乐时候，老人好像是一种负担。
There is even some talk by some people saying we need to help assist older people to commit suicide.
有人甚至到了一个极端说，他们应该帮助这些老人去自杀。
In fact, one of the governors of one state said that terminally ill elderly people have a quote duty to die and get out of the way.
甚至有一个州的州长曾经说过一句话，就是这些患了绝症这些老人应该在他的话是说应该让他们自己离开这个世界，让把这个位置让出来。
So our society in general looks down upon those who are older.
所以从这个社会角度来看，我们社会是瞧不起老人。
But even the elderly themselves may look down upon themselves.
其实很多老人自己也瞧不起自己。
Because they feel useless.
他们有时候感觉到他们没有用。
And certainly it starts as you're getting older, your body is not the same as before.
因为我们当我们渐渐变老之后，我们的身体状况已经一天不如一天。
You're more susceptible to illness.
你很容易得病。
You have declining strength.
你的能力能体能也下降。
You're not mentally as sharp.
你的思考能力也思维能力也下降。
I know for myself, I begin to have difficulty in reading the Bible even.
我自己的感觉是我现在看圣经都很困难。
Because the word seems to get smaller and smaller all the time.
因为这个字看上去越来越小了。
So I need to get a large print Bible to read.
所以我需要买一本大字的那个圣经。
And I know one of my other problems is I get forgetful a lot of times.
而且我另外一个毛病是我发现哎呀老忘事儿。
And sometimes I meet people and I say, I know these people, but I just can't think of their name.
所以我常常碰见一些人，我说哎呀，知道他，但是我叫不出名字来。
And so, for all these reasons, you feel like, oh, my health is declining.
正因为这个原因，你会发现说啊，我真的不行了。
And I feel like I'm not useful any longer.
而且我觉得好像我慢慢的变得没用了。
And sometimes also that we lose many of our friends.
而且有时候我们会发现说，我们很多朋友离开我们。
Because the people that are our age, not only are they declining in health, but many of them pass away.
在我们这个年龄的时候，我们不单体能上的下降，很多人也离开这个世界。
And then they sort of realize, hey, I could be the next one because I'm also declining in health.
因为我们常常会发现说，啊，原来下一个可能就是我离开这个地方。
And so some people are just sort of waiting to die.
所以很多人就变成一种好像似乎在等着死亡的一天。
And sometimes families, younger families are not really encouraging or help.
有时候对年轻的孩子家庭也是对父母的关心不够。
Because generation, the sandwich generation, they're busy taking care of their children.
因为我们这个三明治夹层这一代很多时候忙忙在照顾我们孩子。
And they don't seem to have time for their elderly parents.
他们看去没有时间去管他们的父母。
And so some of the elderly parents just they feel very lonely.
很多老人都觉得非常的孤单。
And then there's financial concerns for some people.
同时还有一些经济上的困难。
Because you're on a fixed income or maybe a declining income.
因为你的收入会越来越低。
And so you have all these concerns about your health and finances, and it causes you to feel like you're useless.
所以因为这些经济还是身体的缘故，让你觉得你真的是好像没有用。
So not only does our society look down on elderly people, even the elderly themselves look down upon themselves.
所以不单是这个社会对我们老人有歧视，其实我们老人自身对自己的看法也有不太正确的一面。
But there's also a third view of aging.
但是同时在这个老人态度问题上还有一个第三种观点。
And these people see retirement is a time to play.
这些人看来说退休了就可以去玩。
These are obviously the people that have good health and lots of money.
所以显然这些人他们是身体很好而且他们很有钱。
And so they feel like, I worked so hard all my life.
他觉得我好像一生以前都在忙着挣钱。
I saved and I sacrificed.
我存钱，我也做出了贡献。
And now it's my turn to enjoy life.
现在终于到我可以享受人生了。
And so they feel that retirement is a time to just enjoy life.
所以他们还说退休意味着就是享乐。
They are the ones that are doing a lot of traveling.
他们常常周游世界。
They want to spend money whatever things that they like.
他们常常买很多他们想要的东西。
They want to play golf and go fishing.
常常去高尔夫或者去钓鱼。
They can watch all the videos that they want.
他们常常看啊，我租一大堆电影看。
And so there are these people who just think of retirement as a time to just indulge in their own desire.
所以也有这样一批人，他们觉得退休意味着他们可以享受自己的人生。
But what is, how does God see those people that are aging?
但是神怎么看待老人？
How does God see those who are senior citizens?
神怎么看待这些我们这个社会上这么多年龄很老的人？
Well, let's look at the two passages that we just read.
我们一起来看我们刚刚读过的这两段经文。
And first we look at Psalm 92.
我们一起来看诗篇92篇。
Now, we didn't read the whole Psalm.
我们没有把整个诗篇读完。
But if you were to read the whole Psalm, you recognize that there is a contrast between the wicked and the righteous.
如果你把整个诗篇92篇读一遍，你会发现说，其实在这里比喻它是对比一个恶人和义人。
Now, I want you to understand it. In the Bible, the righteous are not necessarily the people who do all the good things.
我希望大家注意的一点是说，在圣经里面提到说，义人不是我们想象中做好事那些好人。
Because the Bible teaches us that we are all sinners before God.
因为圣经告诉我们，在神的面前我们都是罪人。
But we can find forgiveness for our sins through faith in Jesus Christ.
但是借着我们的信，我们的罪可以被赦免。
And then, if we have faith in Christ, God gives to us the righteousness of Christ.
因着我们对耶稣的信，神给我们看为义。
And so it's not that the righteous are the ones who do all the good things.
所以这些在人看来做好事，那并不是不一定是圣经里面讲的这义人。
But it starts with the fact that they have faith in Christ and they receive the righteousness of Christ.
圣经中的义人是其前提是他们相信耶稣基督。
And hopefully after they've been born again, then they go out and live in righteousness because of their appreciation for what God has done for them.
因着他们的信，也因着重生，他们可以在他们的生命当中活出神的义来。
So in Psalm 92, the psalmist writes about the wicked and the righteous.
在诗篇九十二篇，这个诗人描述这个义人和罪人这样一个对比。
And in verse 7 of this psalm, it talks about how the wicked are like grass.
在第七节说，这个义人，这个罪恶人呐，就像草。
And it says that the wicked may flourish, they may do well, they may be successful.
所以他说这些恶人很可能会发旺，实际上说他们也可能好像做得很好。
But they don't last, they're temporary.
但是呢，他们没有直到永远。
On the other hand, the righteous are like trees.
但是另一方面的话呢，他说义人呢就像一棵树。
They may not grow very fast.
他们长起来可能很慢。
But they last.
但是他们可以活到很久。
And so this is how the psalmist is approaching this elderly.
这是诗人怎么样看待变老这个问题。
And so in Psalm 92 verse 12 it says, the righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
所以十二节这么说，义人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
Now here in the northeast, we don't have palm trees. If you go down to Florida, you might find palm trees.
在美国的东北部，你可能看不到棕榈树，但是当你到佛罗里达热带地方，你会看到很多。
So we're not that familiar with those kinds of trees.
可能我们很多人并不太熟悉这个棕榈树怎么回事。
So I did a little research.
所以我就再查了一下。
And I found that palm trees can live for 200 years.
我发现说这个棕榈树啊，可以最多活到200年。
And a cedar tree can live for thousands.
这里讲的香柏树可以活几千年。
And particularly the palm tree is a very unusual kind of a tree.
而且这个棕榈树好像很特别。
I'm sure you've seen pictures of hurricanes in Florida.
我相信你们都看过那个佛罗里达龙卷风的照片。
And you see during the hurricane, the wind is howling and blowing very hard.
当狂风巨浪的时候。
And you see that the palm tree is still there.
你会发现说，其实这个棕榈树还在那个地方。
Because the palm tree may bend, but it doesn't break.
它们会飘来，它们会在风中摇来摇去，但是它们不会被摘断。
The palm tree has very deep roots.
它们的根很深。
And so that's why the psalmist is comparing the righteous to like palm trees.
所以诗人把义人描写成一个棕榈树一样。
They may not grow very fast in the beginning.
它们可能长起来，生长起来看得很慢。
But that they last a long time.
但是它们可以很久。
And the point here, particularly in verse 14, is that they still bear fruit in old age.
在第十四节更值得我们注意的是，他说他们年老的时候仍要结果子。
And they recognize that palm trees, even if they're an old tree, can still bear fruit.
因为在棕榈树的话呢，他们尽管年龄很老了，但是他们还是会结果子。
In fact, they say that the old palm trees, the fruit is sweeter.
而且这个棕榈树越老，那个他们结的果子会越甜。
And so the psalmist is trying to point out to us that for people, even when they're old, they should still be able to bear fruit for God.
所以诗人让我们看见说，尽管老人我们年龄很大，但是我们还是可以为神结果子。
God does not look down upon the elderly.
神并不是瞧不起老年人。
He is not saying, "Oh, you're so old, you can't do anything, you're useless."
神没有说老年人没有用。
No, He expects that even in retirement, old people should be able to bear fruit.
他反而看见说，我们退休的老人还是要为神结果子。
And what's the purpose of what kind of fruit are they talking about here?
那这里讲的是什么样的果子呢？
Well, again, looking at verse 14 and 15, it says, they still bear fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there's no unrighteousness in him.
十四节这么说，他们年老时候仍要结果子，要满了枝浆而常发青，好显明耶和华是正直的，他是我的磐石，在他毫无不义。
So it seems to me that this fruit is to glorify God.
所以我们看见说，这里讲的果子是什么？是荣耀神。
To declare, to make known to other people the characteristics of our God.
去向世人宣告我们相信这位神的属性。
To tell people that God is upright.
让世人知道说我们的神是一位正直的神。
That He is someone we can rely upon.
他是我们可以依靠的。
That's what it's meant by that He is our my rock.
因为他说他是我的磐石，其实就是这个意思。
And there is no unrighteousness in Him.
而且他是正，毫无在他里面毫无不义。
And so instead of looking at older people as being useless, God sees them as very useful.
所以神看这些老人不是他没有用，而且认为老人非常非常有用。
And so older people should be thinking not of just enjoying life, but glorifying God even in their old age.
所以我们老人的话，不单是我们自己要，不单只是说我们要享受我们的人生，更多的是我们要思考为神结果子。
They can still bear fruit in old age.
在我们年老的时候，我们还是可以为神结果子。
But then we see another view of aging in Psalm 71.
在诗篇七十一篇，我们可以看见说神对老年人的另一种看法。
And that's the second passage.
这是第二段经文。
But it's really not a different view. It's actually amplifying what we just saw.
其实这并不是一个新的观点，而只是说更强调我们刚才所读的经文。
Because it's saying that older people can still bear fruit.
因为他也还是强调说老人还可以为神结果子。
And so in Psalm 71, the psalmist writes in verse 17, O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I have proclaimed your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come.
七十一篇 十七到十八节说，神啊，自我年幼时你就教训我，直到今日，直到如今，我要传扬你奇妙的作为。神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
Now if you were to read the entire psalm, you would understand that the psalmist is crying out God, to God for deliverance, for help.
其实如果你读诗篇七十一篇的话，你会发现说，其实整诗人在这里表达他好像是一种困境，他要求的帮助，求神把他从困境中解脱出来。
In verse 18 it says, O God, do not forsake me.
他说，求你不要离开我。
Somehow the psalmist is in some sort of difficulty or trouble.
显然就是这个诗人活在好像一种困境当中。
He wants God to help him.
他需要神的帮助。
Maybe it's a health problem.
也许是一个身体上的软弱。
Maybe it's a financial problem.
也许他金钱不够。
Maybe it's a family problem.
也许他的家庭有问题。
And so whatever it is, he's looking to God for deliverance or help.
不管是什么，他是向神求来神求神帮助。
But is it because, oh, I want deliverance and help, so I can just, you know, go fishing and go, you know, and watch TV all day?
那是不是说求神，我需要帮助？是不是说神把我们从这个困境当中救出来以后，我又回到我原来这个生活当中去了
？No, he wants deliverance from his troubles, so that he can proclaim to the next generation about God's power.
但是他说是求神不离弃他，解救他。
So that's what we see in the last part of verse 18. It says, "Until, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come."
所以他说，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
So the psalmist here is not only thinking about bearing fruit, but thinking aboutof impacting the next generation.
所以诗人在这里他想的不但是要为神结果子，更多的是他怎么样影响下一代。
That the psalmist realizes how important it is to share with the next generation about the goodness of God and the power of God.
因为他意识到说对下一代的这样的传扬神的话是何等的重要。
And that's why he wants an extended life.
这样对他来讲，他就是他的生命就可以有延续。
Not so that he can just enjoy himself,
不是说为他自己的享乐,
but that he has extended ministry.
他可以继续为神侍奉神,
so that he can impact and affect the next generation.
他可以改变影响下一代。
And so I want to conclude by talking about giving you some practical advice.
我想最后我们一起来分享一些实用的这样的建议。
And I recognize that all of us might be in different circumstances.
我知道我们每个人的在这个社会上的我们今天的环境可能不一样。
But so just take what kind of is applicable to you.
所以的话，你就觉得对你实用的，你就希望你能记下来。
So let me give you four pieces of practical advice.
那我给你四点忠告。
First, we should think about mentoring the next generation.
我们首先想的是我们要。对我们的下一代，教养我们的下一代。
I know that many of you are parents.
我知道我们在座的很多都是父母。
With young children.
很年轻的小孩。
And so you need to be building into them because they are the next generation.
所以的话，你们要花在他们上花时间，因为他们就是下一代。
You not only want them to do well in school, but you also want to teach them about God.
你不单是希望他们在学校有好的成绩，更重要的是你要让他们知道认识神。
In fact, it's more important to teach them about God.
其实让他们认识神是更重要的。
And I think sometimes some parents get their priorities mixed up.
有时候我们父母常常把这个优先秩序搞混了。
They desire for their children to go into the best colleges and get a great job.
我们常常想我们的儿女去读最好大学，找一份最能挣钱的工作。
Do you want them to be financially stable?
你想他们的金钱生活很富裕。
But really, as Christians, we should be hoping that our children will be spiritually stable.
但是我们作为基督徒，我们希望我们后代在他们属灵生命上有更多的成长。
That they are strong in the Lord.
因为他们在神里面，他们可以坚强。
And so that means we need to spend time in teaching our children day by day, week by week.
所以我们在 我们需要花每周或者每天的时间来教，来让我们孩子更多的认识神。
Now, we don't have young children, we can still affect the next generation.
如果我们还没有小孩的话，其实我们也可以影响下一代。
Because we, in our church, we have lots of different fellowships, and many of them are fellowships of young people.
因为我们的教会里面有很多各样的团体，而且其中很多都是这种年轻人的团体。
And so we can affect, for instance, college students and young adults.
我们可以去跟这些年轻的这些职场的还是读书的大学里面的学生来分享神的话。
You may think that, oh, they don't care about what older people think.
也可能觉得，哎，这些人可能他们不太听老人的话。
But you would be surprised how they're really looking for older people to give them practical advice.
其实真的，这些年轻人真的很希望从老人那里得到忠告。
They have questions about relationships.
他们有很多问题关于人际关系。
They have questions about career choices.
他们有问题关于职场的选择。
They have questions about finances.
他们有时候会经济上有问题。
They have questions about the spiritual life.
他们也对属灵生活有些问题。
My wife is part of a small group that meets in our home.
我太太是他们带领一个小组，经常在我们家聚会。
And this small group is filled with a lot of, I would say, young professionals.
在这个小组里面有很多都是很年轻的职场上的工作的这些弟兄姐妹。
Now, I'm not a part of that small group because I have something else I have to do on that night.
我不属于那个小组，因为那天晚上聚会，他们聚会的那天晚上，我有别的事情要做。
But we host it in our home, and we probably get 12 to 15 young people come to our house every week.
但是聚会在我们家里，每个礼拜都有12到15个人，他们会来我们家。
And my wife realized that I could be the mother of each of these people.
我太太在那说啊，原来我可以做他们的妈妈了。
And yet, many of the, especially the young women, ask my wife, "Oh, can we have coffee together?"
其实很多这些年轻的这些聚会的姐妹经常问我太太说，哎，我们可不可以一起喝杯咖啡
？And my wife realizes that they don't like coffee that much.
当然，他们而且这些邀请他的人并不是喜欢喝咖啡。
But they find it is a time to ask my wife a lot of questions.
他们只是说借着一段时间可以问我太太很多问题。
Because they need some advice.
他们需要一些忠告。
They want to hear from older people who have some experience in life so that they can hopefully navigate through the issues that they're dealing with.
他们想借着跟老人的分享，听老人的生活经历，对他们的生命有指导。
So the first practical advice is mentor some people that are younger.
所以我对老人的第一个劝告是，我们可以去真的帮助那些年轻人。
The second piece of advice would be a positive role model.
第二个我们可以做的是，我们应该是做一个真的是一个做一个以身作则的这样一个。
Someone maybe get some water or something. Some water.
一个以身作则的这个模范。
So, a lot of old people are kind of grumpy.
很多老人常常 grumpy 有个 grumpy 怎么翻译
？That is,
埋怨就是
that is their people seems to be always complaining about something.
就是这些人好像经常在抱怨一些事情。
They're very negative about things.
他们有时候看事的话，看世界好像有种带着一种负面的眼光。
They like to live in the past.
他们有时候常常活在过去。
They like to focus on negative things.
有些他们看着的看事情，多看见不好的一面。
They seem to resist change.
他们有时候对这个改变很比较反感。
And I think senior citizens.Should be a model of joy and encouragement.
我觉得我们的老人应该是一个欢喜快乐的榜样。
Again, if you were to read the Psalms where we took this passage from, you'll find that the psalmist talks a lot about praise and joy.
而且如果你去读七十一篇九十二篇，你仔细读的话，你发现说在这里面很多地方都是讲到说我们老人应该是更多的是赞美和祷告。
And so I think we need to follow that example and give be people who exhibit thanksgiving and praise to God.
我觉得我们老人应该是做一个感恩和代祷的榜样。
instead of being negative with a lot of young people.
而不是说更用负面的眼光去看待年轻人。
Instead of criticizing them.
因此，不去责备他们。
Instead of finding out why something can't work.
觉得好像抱怨这个事为什么都不对。
Instead, we need to encourage the dreams that young people have.
而且我们应该去鼓励这些年轻人有他们自己的梦想。
Instead of saying, "Oh, we tried that in the past and it won't work."
老师说啊，我已经做过了，这绝对不会，不可能的。
No, instead we should say, "No, with God's help, we can do this."
我们应该说，如果有神的帮助，我们可以做这些。
So we need to be positive role models.
我们应该更是正面的这样一个模范。
Third piece of practical advice is to we need to continue to serve or minister.
第三是我们应该继续的侍奉与帮助。
We can retire from a job, but we never retire from ministry.
我们可以从我们的职场工作上退休，但是我们永远不会从我们侍奉神这样退休。
And even pastors have to be reminded of that.
尽管我们是传道人，也会需要被这样被提醒。
A couple of months ago, we had a prayer meeting of the pastors in the New England area.
几个月前，我们在新格兰区有一个牧师的祷告会。
And one of the retired pastors, Reverend Lou, shared something.
其中有一个罗牧师分享了一些。
There was at that meeting, a couple of pastors said, "Oh, I am retiring soon."
在这个祷告会上，很多牧师有几个牧师说我们要退休了。
So he felt the need to say something.
所以这个罗牧师就觉得他应该讲一些什么。
He said that he was considering another missions trip to Trinidad.
他自己退休了，但是他还要去另外一个地方宣教。
He has already gone to Trinidad 22 times.
他去这个地方叫 Trinidad 这个地方已经二十多次了。
And he was trying to figure out, should I go or not go again?
他在那想，他是去还是不去呢？
And finally, he just said, "I think God wants me to go."
他回头说，我想神还是要我去。
And so probably next month, he's going to Trinidad on a missions trip again.
下个月他就会再去到那个地方宣教。
And Reverend Lou is about 80 years old.
这位牧师已经快八十岁了。
And so he is a good example of someone who says, "I may be retired from." The pastorate, but I still want to serve the Lord.
他就是一个，也许我们在牧师退休的牧师，但是他却是一个榜样，说我们还是需要侍奉神。
And many of us are physically able to travel and things, but some of us may not be.
也许我们当中有些人的身体情况已经不允许我们再去旅行了。
And whatever ability that God gives to us, we can utilize it for God's ministry.
不管神给我们样什么样的体能，我们都可以为神所用。
One of the advantages of older people is that they have more access to other older people.
另外，老人有一个很优势是他们可以更多的去接触另外一些老人。
They may live in an elderly home, for instance.
他们可能会住在一个老人的公寓里面。
And for many of these people, they are not Christian.
而且在这里面很多这些老人他们都不一定认识耶稣。
They have no hope beyond this life.
对他们来讲，除了这一段今生，他们以后就没有希望。
But God has given you, if you're a Christian, this hope for eternal life.
但是神借着耶稣基督给我们了一个永生的盼望。
And so we need to recognize that we have a unique opportunity to share with these people the hope that we have in Christ.
所以我们有这样的机会可以跟这些老人一起来分享我们有这样的永生的盼望。
As older retired people have more time during the day.
而且退休的老人的话有很多时间。
And so there are lots of ministries that take place during the day.
而且有很多事工都是在白天进行的。
In Chinatown, we're hoping to have a ministry with South Cove Manor, the people that own the nursing home, to have seminars to the elderly.
就在我们华富教堂，我们刚买的东方医院面那个建筑物里面的话，我们还是希望说，他们以前那个机构在那边，我们还是把那个地方让他们可以举行一些 研讨会。
Now, South Cove Manor wants to utilize these seminars to educate people about health and finances.
中华医院也想借着机会给老人医疗和这个财政方面的一些帮助。
But we want some elderly Christians to come to these seminars so that they can make friends with some of these other people and be able to share the hope that they have in, for eternal life.
我们希望这些基督徒的老人们可以到这个地方去，跟那些来听讲座那些不认识神的老人们可以有分享。
Elderly people also may have generally more free time.
一般来讲，退休的老人他们有更多的时间。
In our church, we have many missionaries.
而且我们教会里面有很多宣教士支持。
We have so many missionaries, actually, that I can't keep up with all of them.
我们有太多支持的天，就是其实我自己很多都记不清楚。
I can barely have time just to read all the letters from these missionaries.
我真的读他们写来的那些信的时间，可能有时候都不够。
But maybe we could have some elderly people who could write back to them.
所以我希望说，也许我们这些老年的弟兄姐妹可以有机会给他们写信
去。To say that we're praying for them.
告诉他们说我们在为他们祷告。
To keep in touch with maybe just one or two missionaries.
跟他们常常的联系，就算你自己每一次就写一两个宣教士。
And so, elderly people generally have a little bit more time, and this could be something that they could do.
也许退休的老人因为有更多的时间，这也许是我们可以做的。
And if God has blessed you materially, maybe you have more money too.
如果神对你在金钱上有祝福的话，也许你有足够的金钱。
Because many times those who are retired, they paid off their homes, they don't have to pay tuition for their children.
因为对退休老人说，我们的房子贷款已经付清了，我们也不需要再管孩子的教育。
And so they can use the material blessings God has given to you for other things.
我们可以用神给我们这些金钱来做一些别的事情。
To help the next generation.
可以带帮助我们下一代。
I know of this couple who are both professionals.
我认识两个在职场上一直工作的老人一对。
And their children had just finished high school and college.
他们的孩子已经高中大学都毕业了。
And so they actually had extra money, you might say.
而且的话，他们可能会有余下来的金钱。
And so they have decided upon themselves that they were going to financially help a struggling seminary student.
他们决定说把这些金钱拿来帮助一个在经济上有困难的神学生。
And this, they're not related to the seminary student or anything, but they just said, you know, God has blessed us materially.And then this seminary student is struggling financially.
他们跟这个神学生可能没有任何一点血缘的关系，但是他们知道说这个学生在金钱上有困难，他们就愿意来帮助。
And so they're in some sense giving this seminary student a personal scholarship.
从某种意义上讲，他们就是给这个神学生一个奖学金一样。
Because they felt this is the way to help the next generation.
因为他们觉得这是他们帮助下一代的一种方式。
Now you notice the sermon title.It says, bearing fruit throughout our lives and beyond.
如果你发现说我们今天讲到的题目是结生命的果子，其实我们中文的翻译只是讲结果子的生命，但是它英文原文是说结不是我们今生，而且我们 beyond 就是。
And so I want to stress that part about beyond this life.
我想更强调的是我们
结
生命以后。
I've been thinking about wills recently.
因为我一直在思考。
And again, for God, God may have blessed many of us materially.
所以神也许真的是神借着金钱祝福了我们很多人。
God may bless you with a home that you don't even have a mortgage on anymore.
也许说神祝福你，你这房子贷没有贷款。
And if you own a home in the Boston area, you're pretty rich actually.
如果你在波士顿有一栋已经付清贷款的房子的话，其实你很富裕。
And so, have you ever thought about when you pass away and you don't live in that house, can you give the money to the church or to some missions organization?
你有没有想过，当你离开这个世界以后，你那个没有在不再住的房子，你是不是想过把它给教会，还是给我们的宣教士？
Many of the older people bought homes when the price of the house was very low.
我们老人的话，我们当时买房子的那个房价是很低的。
And now it appreciated a lot.
现在这个房价涨得很高了。
And so you should even think about maybe tithing your what you have received.
也许你应该想说，怎么样把这个你收到这份份这一部分攒的这些钱，怎么样让它正确的分奉献
？Or maybe you could consider the church as one of your children.
也许你会说，真的教会就好像看着是你的孩子一样。
And so divide up the money to give that you could bless the next generation spiritually.
所以的话，当你在分你的财产的时候，也许把这个教会当着一个受益人，这样的话，你可以把你的祝福带给下一代，从属灵的意义上讲。
The last piece of practical advice I have for you is that you can always pray.
最后一点，我希望我们你都能不管怎么样，我们都可以祷告。
I know that there are many people who physically just aren't able to serve in any other way.
我知道很多老人也许身体的缘故，他们真的没法再做别的侍奉。
And I want to point out that prayer is a very important ministry.
我今天想强调的是，祷告是一个非常非常重要的事。
A few months ago, I visited the home of a person that's elderly and homebound.
不久前我去看了一个病在家里的一个老人。
In fact, she not only could not walk, she could not control her body functions even.
所以他不但不能行动，而且他有时候他连身体的这种很多功能他都已经失去了。
But when I visited her, she was lying in bed. She said, you know, she was a person that actually was filled with lots of joy.
当我去看她的时候，她躺在床上，但是她从她的脸上我们看到她是一个非常喜乐的人。
And she was very cheerful. She wanted to know what was happening in the church. She even gave me an offering for the church.
他不但是很想了解我们教会一些情况，而且他还甚至给了我一个为教会的奉献。
But she told me I feel so useless.
他告诉我说啊，好像我觉得真的很没用。
I can't do anything.
我什么都不能做。
And I reminded her, you can always pray.
但是我告诉他说你可以祷告。
I told her that the church needs prayer warriors like you.
我告诉他说我们的教会正需要像你这样的祷告的。
And that really helped her to have even more joy.
这对她真的来讲是给她带来更大的喜乐。
Because you recognize that she is doing something that's important in terms of ministry.
因为她知道说她在为这个神的事工当中有更多的贡献。
So even though society looks down on older people,
尽管老人社会可能看不起老人。
Even though we may look, elderly people may look down upon themselves.
也许我们老人自己也甚至瞧不起自己。
God expects that older people will bear fruit.
但是老神看我们老人确实非常的重视，而且他希望我们能
够。God expects that they can impact the next generation.
神希望我们说我们能够对下一代有影响。
So I just want to end by looking at Psalm 71 again.
我们可以一起再来看啊，诗篇七十一篇。
In verse 18,
在十八节。
The psalmist writes, "So even to old age and gray hairs, O God." Do not forsake me until, and I want to stop there.
他说：“神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离开我，等我。”
And I want you to fill out the rest of that sentence for your own self.
我们停在这，我希望大家去把下面“等我做什么”把它填下。
So what does God want you to do?
神希望我们做什么？
What has he put a burden in your heart for?
神在你的心里有什么负担？
Obviously, if you're still alive, God hasn't called you home yet.
显然，我们在这个世上还活着，神还没有叫我们回天家。
God has a use, a plan for you.
神对我们每个人都有计划。
So each of us should ask God, what do you want me to do?
我们应该在神面前安静说，神啊，你需要我们要
我们
做什么？
And therefore fulfill God's purpose for us, even in old age.
这样我们可以在我们年老时仍然可以完成神在我们身上的旨意。
Let's bow together.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Father, thank you that you don't look down upon those that are old.
父神，谢谢你，你不轻看老人。
That you actually see that they are very useful, that they can bear fruit.
而且你看我们是非常有用，甚至可以为你结果子。
And so we pray that, particularly for those people that are elderly in this congregation,
所以我们为在里我们自己在座的每一位老人来祷告
that they may have different physical and mental abilities.
他们的身体可能有不同的状况。
But they can all bear fruit for you.
但是他们都会为你结果。
And we pray that those of us who aren't elderly, we can respect and also encourage those who are elderly.
我们也为我们这些在座的年轻力壮的人祷告，让我们真的能够对老人有正当的尊重。
That we can find ways to involve them in the ministries of the church.
我们可以让他们在事工当中有更多的参与。
And so that we can all bear fruit in give praise and glory to our God.
所以我们一同可以结生命的果子，把荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
阿门。